Yeah, so I just set my time up in blocks and know that once I get home, then it's imperative work for certain days of the week, like Mondays, Wednesdays, and one day of the weekend are pretty much all gone to imperative apart from hours here and there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Like I still try and play sport as well. So like I play soccer for a club. We train twice a week.
Oh, shit, you play soccer? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a footballer too.
Nice.
And you can't say soccer, by the way. It's football.
It is football, yeah. But I think that soccer has Italian. Greater cut through.
Yeah. You got that's the Aussie coming out.
Yeah. When in Rome, you got to speak like the Romans. So
definitely.
So yeah, that's kind of a good release, and it means that I can just think about football for 6 hours a week or so.
Yeah, the reason why I asked that question is whilst you have your processes and you've got time blocked out, and on paper it looks, organized and tidy, and you're prepared. But mentally, not every day you're going to come back home and have that same motivation to go, all right, I've just finished a solid 8 hour day where I've, catered to clients. I've done this, I've done that. And I got to sit down and do this other thing
for another 5 hours or so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to though.
You have to.
You've got a deadline, like you've committed.
That's it. Absolutely. There's a responsibility there. When someone's paying you and someone's expecting something of you, then most times you don't have a choice.
Sure. So it's a deadline and the money that's kind of in the back of your head, and obviously delivering something to that specific person. Mm-hmm. You don't want to let them down.
Yeah.
I think it's a relationship.
Indeed.
It's a relationship.
Yeah. You've built this trust. You've promised something to someone. They're paying you a fee to do so.
Yep.
And that's basically that's what builds the relationship.
So that supersedes that supersedes any kind of, feeling of not necessarily remorse, but you're tired, you can't be bothered. Mm-hmm. It supersedes all that, and you're just like, boom, I'm focused. Yeah. Relationship comes first. That's very big of you, man. I definitely appreciate that.
Thanks. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, there are tough days, but when you think about the people that have entrusted in you, and I'm thankful for all the clients that I have. They're able to help me build my business in terms of what I want it to be. So I see it as they're doing me a favor as much as I am helping them out. So you don't want to let them down. And then from a motivation perspective, you always think about the end goal and what you're working towards.
Yep.
And that's to have a happy and safe and stable future with your family. That's kind of the end motivation for me, is being able to work remotely or work from home and spend time with your kids and not be a distant parent,
Have you got kids?
No, not yet. But when we do make that
absolutely
step,
yes.
Right now I'm making the foundation so that I can have a happy family.
No, respect, man.
Definitely.
For a large part of my life, I grew up with just my mum and my brother. When your mum's trying to feed you both, she's at work for a lot of that time. So it's really tough growing up, essentially for that period of time on your own.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, being a migrant family, coming from a tough time at that, when did your grandparents migrate?
I think it was late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah. So kind of, when was that? No, World War II would have been 1945 or something. But anyways, there were some recessions around there. Mm-hmm. And coming in as a migrant family, not understanding the culture, the language.
Yeah.
And then you're a mother, you're on your own, you're trying to look out for two boys. I definitely commend you. You've definitely got a different lens at looking at that. You're trying to change that perspective or that experience you've gone through. Thank and you. Kind of just loop it around and just be like, hey, mom, look, this is what I'm doing. It's a pride thing in the end of the day, yeah?
It is a pride thing, and it's a pride thing that you want to do for your parents and grandparents too. They came here for a better life, and I feel that I owe it to them, who always did their best to give the best for me and my brother. You want to do well to make them proud. And they tell me all the time, though, I'm proud of you and stuff like that. And it does mean a lot. And it's always, that's motivation itself, or it's fuel to kind of push you on and make sure that you continue doing what you're doing. You can't kind of just sit on your hands I've done X, Y, Z. It doesn't end just because you feel that you've accomplished something. There's always, always more to do.
And I think it's also hard to turn it off as well.
Yes.
There's just something, from my personal side, there's just something in me where I just can't turn it off. I just finished a freelance job invoice was just paid and I've got a couple of different things bubbling,
mm-hmm.
which always seems to happen. Like it's like one thing ends and then these calls come in and it all sort of happens nice and organically. But in the interim, I'm just like designing, I was saying, telling you before, I really like Casio watches. So I'm just designing, I'm putting this out into the world now because I want it to happen. I'm designing just like faces for them. I made a template, like a vector template. Now I'm designing faces coming to a Casio collab and have my version and then they give me a watch and it's mine.
Nice.
But I just can't turn it off. Like I just need to be doing something. Like, and it seems like you have a similar mentality as well.
Yeah.
Like, can you speak to that as well? Like how do you feed that nonstop hunger that is sort of like, it's just there?
You just have to keep your hands busy, unfortunately. But even if it's something like, if I'm not working with a client, then I'm reading blogs or reading. With SEO, you have to kind of keep up with the latest trends and see what algorithm changes have happened. So even when I'm not deep in client work, you're kind of upskilling and trying to learn new things as well to make sure that you can pull that back into your job and make yourself better.
Yeah.
So I actually want to learn to code more efficiently. So like I know a bit of HTML and stuff like that, but I want to learn programming and then eventually be able to build something that can change the world is the end plan, right?
Mm.
So awesome.
Yeah, I think like you said, Luke, it doesn't really turn off. You just have to find what you do that you enjoy and something that's applicable to other areas of your life and trying to mesh them all together.